sound so excited.
I just saw Cool Farmer from Vision Village.
You go there so much now. That's nice.
He was asking about you and
Alex. How's he doing? I guess so. Steven is actually kind of like that too. Like an eternal optimist almost.
Well,
eternal optimist.
They move on because they have two other children.
Yeah,
they
do.
Have each other,
and Sid was kind of a problem for a while. Like, they must have had such headaches with him for years. Never want to lose. No, but like that specifically, he was like kind of cast off, and like I don't know if they were even talking to him like once every like 3 months. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was different.
It was different.
Well, he's a gambling addict.
He took a picture of me and him. And
oh, really?
Oh, yeah,
lovely. Beautiful. Debbie, I remember the Harvey honoring where she insisted on coming in our car and. For some reason, she didn't have a ride that day. So nice. And they were giving me steak since 8th grade. You know, and it was a year after Dad got sick. They were so nice to me when I had gone over. I had to stop but wonder if I... Of course, they knew what was going on in my house, and they made a point to be extra. But they would give me steak every week when we watched Prison Break. And all we gave them were tortilla chips.
Prison Break, I remember.
That was how we became friends. Oh, really? Is one named Shadow?
No.
Oh.
Shadow died, I think.
Oh, but you know so much.
One is yellow, a yellow lab, and one is black. And he just
okay.
told me that he fostered for Guiding Light for the Blind. And
really?
These were the breeders, that two female breeders, breeder dogs, and he fostered them, and now he has them.
Wow.
And
it's like the picture of the two little cavalier type in the hood by the tree. Smaller.
You sent it to me?
I talked about it with you yesterday, and you seemed to know exactly what. They had.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember half the things that happened. But he...
Okay, that's likable.
He was so nice and said regards
okay.
to you.
Well, that's good.
You know, just very nice.
I know.
Very nice.
Sure.
And, you know, he's running his brother's business now. Completely. He's running it. So, it's nice.
Yeah, people do step up and change job roles when the time, for so many different reasons, clearly. But,
he's
something that they weren't
doing. Super duper successful business. And
well, I'm sure he's probably very smart, as is... The brother obviously was more trained, is rest in peace, but he must be very bright that like he's doing everything himself.
Yeah. Well, he's the optician, and the brother was the
I thought it was the opposite.
No, he's the optician because he does the actual production of the
I thought he did like accounting and manufacturing, and the brother did like the technical medical part.
Yes, and the brother is what you would call an optometrist.
Yeah, yeah.
Different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize
it's
he was so specific.
An optician and an optometrist.
Okay, I didn't know optician. Yeah. Okay.
One is like does the lens production.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Paul did.
Lenses, of course.
And then the brother did.
I wonder if they make the glass themselves.
The Guardians is the same field, you know? It's nice to have people work together like that are related.
Brothers?
Nice.
Is that what you ever envisioned for me and Harrison?
I thought,
like, oh, he'll be in Brooklyn for so long. Now he's like, I want to look it everywhere. I want to do anything. I'm like, some loyalty, just a year, like, schlepping me all here to this gorgeous place, and you're like, I'm out. I don't know if he will, but...
Well, if he
Oh, really?
I think he
Oh, okay. I thought he was like going back to the Upper East Side or what, or South Side.
Maybe hung up, but I think he wants to be. You know,
I feel like he's going to try and be near Tribeca or something. I don't know, he's weird like that. And that also near his job, but.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
That's true.
I guess
he has to pick an area that will be the
Like, I don't know if he loves Brooklyn so much or he likes kind of like what goes on here and he's trying to help Sajib's cat to get Sajib to help. Everyone scratches each other's back who's meaningfully involved in each other these days. But are we in Brooklyn just to help Sajib's cat? I don't even know anymore. But
yeah.
I have no clue. I don't know why I'm here. But he's going to leave. Well, I wanted to be here, actually, long term, because I slept all my shit, and I have, like, I have thousands of pounds of stuff, the Apple 1982 processor that I got the weekend of Gloria, I brought that in all the huge boxes and things. And I've acquired stuff, and I kind of, because it was such a gorgeous place, I wanted to make it mine, and I truly love the apartment, and now I'm starting to get to know, like, the faculties of the building and, like, being more vocal and open. And you get to see people from different sides, not just, like, once a year if they have to come to your apartment.
Well, you know, if you want to stay there, like I said, and you're not working, you will have to apply for something, you know.
Well, that's what I was going to do this weekend, to just get the preliminary. But, like, you think if I do it, or Harrison said I can't do and look for a job, period, so he's clearly not totally on my side on anything, or I'm trying to do it this
way. He says you can't what?
He says, like, I can't apply to jobs and do unemployment. He lies sometimes, or he says things he conveniently, like, forgets to look into. I don't know. But you and Joe seem to think, like, you know the rules, but you're saying that I'm just going to abuse them and pull a full alley, because it seems like if I lean a little in that direction, I'm like almost certainly going to end up more like Allie than not. But
you will, and I don't think you want to do that either.
No, I'm just saying, like, so I don't become homeless in the next, like, 12 months. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, how else do you expect to be paid your living expenses if you don't, you know, get a job or do that? Like,
I applied to the 60 accounting jobs of every video game company in industry that would hire for finance/accounting, but we'll try the luck with the portfolio. If not, I have to broaden out heavy and do, like, basically anything tech. And then start looking at accounting if, like, the first few weeks of the tech don't go good. You have to, like, go down, like, oh, because I'm not just applying for and no one applies for every single career and a job. Every single job is requiring, like, a technician and a specialty. So, like you said, the resume has to be adjusted, but, like,
well, I've been telling you that all along.
I'm finishing the portfolio this month, so, yeah.
Why? I thought you were adjusting the resume.
There wasn't much diversity required, I'll be honest, in the things I applied to. It's like finance position, senior accountant, senior financier. It's like, I am what I am, Popeye shit. I did many things, actually, in a very short period of time. And I know it's persecutory and maybe kind of inaccurate, but I generally believe, like, 30% of my problem, sometimes it seems at least, but is that people don't believe I'm as competent nearly as I say based on, like, what I'm vouching I did, or I'm not presenting in the right way, or maybe there is an actual gap and I'm not addressing it properly.
What should be adjusted is the objective on the resume.
That's the first step.
That's the first step, yeah. The objective.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you have to change the whole resume. But
no, I wouldn't. Probably, like 10 to 15... 20% if it's a completely, like, different job would have to be changed, but, like, 10 to 20%, and that would only be for, like, 3 or 4 different other types of, so it's not a huge thing. It's just I have to do the portfolio. Well, we thought the Peter and Leo thing, but now it's kind of weirdness. I don't even know if we should be taught. Like, I know what I'm going to do when I activate certain things, which I'm doing in these, like I've been acquiring with the LinkedIn. That's more of an analogy now for how I've been approaching the thing. I'm trying to like gather, and I know you hate my like bet all in one thing, but I am actually trying to diversify, believe it or not, as far as industry type and like method of doing. But I don't have the most options in the world. You did all you can, it seems, and you did a lot. And I try a little too in some ways, but I fell short, it seems, in others. I don't know. Who really does? Not me. Harrison announced, and then he just dropped the ball, but I can't bring any piece of blame back. He's been out of it too long to like even. I just thought that like he would up a little, but I haven't really asked a tangible thing. Then I may have to look into like a type of boot camp or something with more of the job phase, or boot camp with more of a gear towards getting you a job. Some do that. Or maybe only like one or two. I don't know.
Because
from what I hear, any boot camp you can see, 99%, 98% of the boot camps you can kind of just do. So why would I pick like one that is sub minimal or not experienced in the things I mean, I know it is so childish. I need a job. Guaranteed labor. That doesn't exist. Woohoo. And I learned some of these things, and getting a job, it really is its own principle and humanity of like science. It's not an art, it's more of a science that you have to do the numbers game. But, lot to work on, a lot to be done. I think I'm learning at a slow pace, but not as quick as I'm used to, clearly. Many of the principles I picked up, but I am gathering, like, with every time I fail, the Leo conversations or what came close to, or risk, I don't know, I am getting a little more attuned to the outness I've been just in my room for 4 years, that I am adjusting a little bit, I think, each time, slightly, but I'm trying not to go back, at least, at all, or in like a really flawed ways.
Well, that's good.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you have some positivity too, like Paul Farr before. I put you people to sleep when I go off on the thing. Sometimes don't come out. People can judge. That can't be the only thing. It's inappropriate to even say, especially to a stranger. Boundaries. Sometimes it's rough, like, if you aren't great with boundaries in any, like, too much or too little, and then you have to be kind of pushy, like Peter said, go talk to Leo and do this thing. You can't be a blade of grass, but you don't want to, like, seem like you're forcing or expecting. So how the hell does someone who, like, doesn't have experience with either and never really did anything like those, like, ask all of these people for jobs? Like, it doesn't seem like people want to offer up jobs much, or to someone that they think can't handle it. Is that a big part of it? Probably. But people aren't as generous, I guess, as we assumed. It seems. We assumed a lot, but when is that true for us? What grilled cheese are you snuckering down? I'm waiting for my sushi.
I know, I just came to the drugstore. I actually have to straighten something out for my prescription.
For
and
Nani.
I'm gonna go see her either later or tomorrow morning.
I thought you were having a bacon egg sandwich, like in the parking lot.
No, no. So I just got here.
Are you doing sushi for dinner too?
What?
Oh, I'm doing sushi for dinner. I felt like you were going to Kotobuki after you dumped Nani.
I'm not going out at all.
Oh, it's such a nasty day, but I got a little sushi and some hot soup with noodles, and it has some chicken in it. So I'm I got a lunch special, so a big like wok of soup, and yeah, but it's taking a while because of the weather. But nasty, dangerous even to be on the road.
Tomorrow.
Is it bad bite?
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Tomorrow, too. Well, hopefully. Are you, like, seeing the Zannies tomorrow? What are you doing? Oh, you're working.
A lot of errands today.
So you can work tomorrow? Poor thing.
Not gonna work.
Oh, you have things. Oh, you're doing outdoorsy things with Jonah.
Homework, like work at home kind of stuff, like paperwork and stuff. But
I have no idea. What?
Not gonna be good weather.
What? For Craig's bar mitzvah? Cool. I don't know. Well, that's the next thing I'm doing. I don't know about you.
Alright.
You're cringy, but you'll be in the Hamptons probably for like a full week in between.
No, when?
Next weekend, I think.
Next weekend, yes.
Oh, you're so defensive. Like me. I bring it on people.
You want to come? You want to come with us?
Did you go last weekend? I think you did. Well, you invited me to. I don't know.
Yes,
if you...
I did go. Oh. But only for a very short period.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm finishing up my portfolio. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Bye.
I love you. Bye.
What do you... What? You have to go right now? Don't leave a voicemail and just, I don't know.
Say something?
Who is it? It kept call failing, or also...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hang up. Did you want to say anything?
No, it was also failing.
Did you want to say anything?
Just a lot of failure. The welfare, I don't want to mess it up when I look into it, obviously. I'm going to do it tomorrow.
It's not called welfare. It's called public assistance.
I put that in. You seem like angry if I even bring it up.
You shouldn't really start making calls to them when you have money in the bank. It's really not good because all they need is like your date of birth and your social
security. Oh, no, I'm not going to put... I was just doing preliminary. I wasn't calling or entering emails.
Well, just look online then.
Yeah.
See what it says.
All right, so I'll broach it. Yeah, I guess. It's going to suck going on then. It's just the feeling. Because like, work, it is some work, but I mean they actually do try and like help you get a job through it, right? Like
they do.
Oh, so maybe something actually positive from like I don't know. And then the Leo Peter thing, it's so abysmal. Or
I
think because of the positive reception at the thing,
they may not know you're looking for a job, Alex.
I give the impression I'm not. Or I'm not like,
maybe they need to know that at the next step.
Yeah.
But like you didn't do.
A less than fully serious, like not much corporatist impression or.
No, you didn't do much by my suggestion to try to relate to him on a personal level, and then I told you how.
Yeah,
to say
I just didn't like offering that up as the start. I didn't feel comfortable with that. I would do that. If there was something better written, maybe I would have used that. I don't know. Maybe I have to type it myself. I don't know.
Well, why don't you try? It's only going on for 2 weeks. I mean, we're
not
about
really. The competition was a week.
Over because
this is why I never get anything done because...
Sit there and justify to yourself that it's
over. I didn't like what you wrote. I didn't like it.
You know that you're looking.
You're taking... I don't think he does.
But you don't
unless Peter told him, then it'd be fucked.
You don't feel comfortable approaching him.
I don't.
So I gave you some suggestions, yeah. So you didn't take them. And
well, I actually did approach him, and he kind of like buzzed me up.
I don't really want to talk
about it. Yeah, so it's a waste.
All right, bye.
Because you're making it a waste.